What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Getting on back to the international news, Netanyahu has once again reiterated that the settlements in the West Bank are permanent. They will stay forever. And there was the inauguration of yet another settlement project in Efrat. And Netanyahu said none of the settlers or the settlements are to be uprooted. The issue has ended and the settlements are to remain forever. Now, this is not the first time he's made such remarks, but I think it's being made in the context of the upcoming Israeli elections. Meanwhile, Israel has approved a plan to build 700 Palestinian homes in Area C of the West Bank. And that is part of a broader plan, which includes permission to build 6,000 units for Israeli settlers. The Palestinian Authority has responded by saying Palestinians do not need Netanyahu's permission to build on their own land. But they called him on his little arrogance here. This is kind of an interesting little story. An Israeli court has sentenced the lawyer of the PLO's Prisoners Committee to 13 years, 6 months in prison. And Tariq Birkaout was arrested by the Israeli occupation forces on the 27th of February this year, apparently underwent harsh interrogation to put pressure on him in order to give what are said to be false confessions. And they also arrested his wife and sister, who were eventually released. But apparently, Birkaout is one of the most prominent lawyers known for defending Palestinian prisoners held by Israel. So I guess they wanted him out of play. Up in Canada, and let me start off by saying good for the Canadians on this one. The courts came to a landmark decision, the Federal Court of Canada, saying that wines produced in the illegal settlements in the West Bank cannot be labeled made in Israel. This is something Israel has been pushing for a long time, to say made in Israel, it's all the same stuff, it's all the same. Canada said no. If it's made in the settlements, it has to be stamped made in the settlements, or it cannot be sold inside Canada. And this decision comes just days after the Vancouver City Council rejected an attempt to label Palestinian rights organizations as anti-Semitism. So good for the Canadians on that one. Okay, we've already talked about the BDS issue. I think we've talked about it enough here. Joe Biden was making a foreign policy speech last Thursday at the City University of New York. And Biden warned about the rapid advance of authoritarianism, nationalism, and illiberal tendencies around the world, not just in Russia and China, but among our allies in places like Turkey, the Philippines, and Hungary. Notice what's missing here. Now, Biden is right that the governments of Turkey, the Philippines, and Hungary are increasingly contemptuous of human rights and the rule of law. He could have added India, Poland, Brazil, and even Italy to the list, but the most glaring exception is Israel. All right. Bolton is out there saying that the U.S.-Russian START treaty unlikely to be extended. The new START treaty, the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, was signed back in 2010. And right now, it is the only Russia-U.S. arms control treaty. And what it does, it limits the number of deployable ICBMs, submarine-launched ballistic missiles, nuclear-armed bombers, and nuclear warheads. Both Russia and the United States have huge nuclear arsenals. Most of those are in storage because of the START treaty. The current treaty expires in 2021, and Bolton is saying it will not be extended. In other words, yep, crank them all up. We're going to have some fun. All righty. North Korea has launched two more short-range ballistic missiles, apparently, you know, tests. They were launched from the Wonsan-Kalma area and traveled a distance of 155 miles, reaching an altitude of 18 miles. They were not aimed at anything. They posed no threat to the U.S. or allies. They fell into the sea. It was a test. But North Korea is sending a message that they have run out of patience with the United States actually coming to the table with something substantive regarding disarmament here. Okay, as you know, we now have a Space Force to go on up there and do battle, I guess, with E.T. And now General Charles Q. Brown is saying that the United States needs more military power at the South Pole, because I guess those penguins don't like us very much. And it's just another way for the Pentagon to spend tons of money preparing to fight wars in places where nobody lives and which are inconsequential. There is really nothing down in Antarctica worth fighting over, but that's not going to stop General Brown. So Brown noted the U.S. military doesn't have a huge number of icebreakers. That is true. And he says with Earth having two poles and all, have to split the ones they do between the Arctic and the Antarctic. Now, a lot of people are concerned. U.S. officials have made plays recently for more Arctic gear to fight Russian and Chinese aggression over resources in the far north. And yes, there are resources up there. They have discovered there is more oil and gas on the abyssal plain. But of course, getting at it is going to be difficult if you remember what happened with the Deepwater Horizon. There is no sign that resources would even be a thing in Antarctica, which is land and not ocean, and nobody looks to be staking any claims down there anyway. So we're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Okay, this U.S. military jet just crashed near Death Valley, and it happened earlier today. As of the last report, the pilot status is unknown. It's a U.S. Navy FA-18E Super Hornet fighter jet, and it crashed in western Death Valley. They've sent out a search and rescue helicopter trying to find the pilot and figure out just what the heck happened. All right, so finally, we get to the economic news here, and the big story is that, as expected, the Federal Reserve has announced it has cut the key interest rates it controls by 25 basis points. That's basically 0.25%. This is the Fed's first rate cut in more than a decade. Counterintuitively, the stock market took a major plunge, and that may illustrate the reality that the old tricks don't work. Lower rates won't help stimulate much economic activity. Maybe it will arouse a little more financial engineering activity on Wall Street. Well, it hasn't so far. And it might give a temporary boost to mortgage refinancing. But the economic recovery of the last 8 years has been an illusion based on massive money printing and credit creation. And credit creation is de facto money printing until the point at which the debt needs to be repaid. Right now, our entire system has reached debt saturation. And that's why the economy is contracting, despite all the tricks the Federal Reserve is trying to pull. All right, according to Bloomberg, of the 1,600 firms giving first half guidance, 40% predicted a drop in earnings. That E in your P.E. ratio is trending lower. Cheap is now becoming relative. Pardon me. Over in Warren, Michigan, General Motors has started closure of their transmission plant. This plant has been there making transmissions for 78 years. GM is shutting it down and laying off 335 American workers. Another sign that the economy is not doing as well as the corporate media is trying to assure you that it would. Over in Europe, they're having problems there. It looks like France is slipping into recession. Spain's big five banks, which is already down from the big six, could soon be four. And basically, the European Central Bank's negative interest rate policy is crushing the Eurozone bank's ability to turn a profit. This is coming from the CEO of Bankia, Jose Sevilla. It's clear that the current rate scenario is hurting the profitability of the banking system. We think low rates are good and perhaps even desirable, but the same cannot be said of negative interest rates since they destroy the bank's profitability equation. Well, of course they do. Of course they do. So, down on the border, apparently Antifa is preparing for a violent 10-day siege on the southern border in El Paso, Texas, in an effort to shut down immigration and customs enforcement and open the border to a new flood of illegal immigrants. Journalist Andy Ngo, who was brutally attacked by Antifa in Portland last month, showed flyers Antifa is using to promote their effort for September, featuring images of ICE agents being murdered with bows and arrows and firebombs, while anarchists bomb an ICE facility and southern border wall to let illegals flow into the United States of America. Well, right there, that seems like a good justification for deploying the army, because you're dealing with an armed insurrection there. Now, this story illustrates something we've mentioned before. This is from the Epoch Times. Apparently, this illegal immigrant literally bought a baby for $80 in Guatemala to bring with him to the U.S. To gain a priority release, and was caught with a DNA test. The man was a Honduran national, and when the DNA test said, no, this baby does not belong to this gentleman, he confessed to what's going on. But apparently this has become big business, where people coming to this country will rent or buy children to try and get through and get the priority release. And the prices run obviously from $80 up to $1,000 or more. So, what a mess. I mean, the damage from our brain-dead immigration system is just spreading. Because if we had a solid border down there, if we had a border wall down there, and it was absolutely closed, and we weren't letting anybody in, then you wouldn't have people going on out and trying to buy six-month-old babies. So, indirectly, this is the fault of U.S. immigration policy. Okay, a little bit of good news here. At least 23 people have been arrested after an undercover investigation into human trafficking in Mississippi. And according to WJTV, Clinton Police and the Hinds County Sheriff's Department say there are multiple charges ranging from prostitution, procuring the services of a prostitute, drug possession, and enticing a child for sexual purposes. And according to investigators, suspicious online activity indicated people were traveling to Clinton to commit these crimes. Now, authorities are saying Clinton isn't necessarily the hub of the activity, but the town's location along I-20, which is a major thoroughfare for tracking, means law enforcement is particularly vigilant about the opportunity for this type of activity. So at least they're starting to get some of these people here. Okay, Fox News was given rare access to an immigration and detention facility in Adelanto, California. Video cameras were allowed inside, and it shows that all these claims of inhumane conditions and overcrowding are absolute lies. It's a nice facility. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't want to live there, but they have a law library. They have access to 24-hour health and mental care. They have outdoor soccer fields. And what was revealed by this Fox News report is drastically at odds with all of this haranguing we're hearing from the open borders people saying, oh, you can't put these people in these facilities. They're inhumane. You just have to let them into the country so that they can vote Democratic next year. All right, you want to talk about a betrayal here? And I can't imagine the British people are going to be very happy about this. Boris Johnson is already dropping hints that Britain may extend the EU exit transition, meaning Brexit, for 2 more years. And I'm sure the British people are going to be very angry about that, because Boris was campaigning on, we'll be out in 90 days. And now we're saying, whoops, nope, sorry about that, misread the calendar. It's going to be 2 years. Don't you just get fed up with voting for politicians who make all these promises to you and then it doesn't happen? I'm beginning to understand why so many people are out there saying it's time for the tar and feathers, ropes, rails, and guillotines. Now, January of 2018, those of us here in Hawaii went through this rather bizarre experience where there was a false alarm sent out over the emergency notification system to the digital highway signs, to our cell phones and tablets, declaring that there was an incoming ballistic missile. It was no drill. And it had, you know, dramatic effects. I mean, people were putting their kids down in the storm drains to protect them. And it caused a lot of anxiety. But apparently there has been a study showing that the anxiety has continued to this very day. And it's not something people forget. And I know that because I have that T-shirt saying I have survived the Hawaii ballistic missile. And whenever I wear it around here locally, and I wore it out to Kauai, everybody laughs and nods. They know exactly what I'm talking about. And we still don't have a really good explanation of how that came to be. You know, they're saying that somebody, who didn't get fired apparently, hit the wrong button on the menu and sent the message out that they were in the middle of installing a ballistic missile warning system. I am wondering if it wasn't actually a test to see how people were going to react by the U.S. government. And the reason I say that is because they had a similar incident only 2 days later in Japan, where they got a false alarm that a missile was coming on in. So let's talk about the millennials, who are viewed more or less in a negative light. They're considered whiners, the Y generation. Many of them are still needing money from their parents to get through life. And they've delayed marriage, children, home ownership. They're spending what money they have servicing their student loans. And what they have left over, they use to go on these fun adventures throughout Southeast Asia, which would be a lot of fun. I wouldn't mind doing that myself, especially Bali. But apparently, some of these youngsters have been backpacking in countries like Hong Kong and Thailand without enough money. And they're basically just begging from the indigenous people for enough money to complete their trip, according to The Guardian. And the Southeast Asians are very upset, because it's one thing to be sitting there in the street with a bowl, obviously hungry and begging for money, and it's another thing to be standing there in your Nike cross trainers and your North Shore backpack and your sunglasses and saying, can you give me some money to get home? And it's not sending a positive image of the United States to the rest of the world for this to be happening. And I think that's something. When you travel abroad, please think of yourself as an ambassador and put the best face forward to try and rebuild America's image in the world, because it's hurting right now. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, over in Greenville County, South Carolina, there was an ugly incident back on the 14th of June where Dick Trench was shot 4 times inside his home by a sheriff's deputy shooting from the outside. Now, originally, the Greenville County Sheriff's Office claimed that Dick Trench pulled the door open and pointed a handgun directly at the deputy, thus making the shooting clearly justified. By the way, Dick was shot 4 times. However, somebody got the body cam footage out and found out that wasn't what had happened. And apparently there had been a spurious alarm went off inside Dick Trench's home. The sheriff's deputy was sent over there. Dick Trench had heard somebody was creeping around outside. Now, Dick Trench is a concealed carry permit holder. And so he pulled his gun and he was inside his home. And the sheriff's deputy, looking in from outside the home through the window, saw Dick standing there holding a gun, not pointing it, holding it, and shot him 4 times. So I think there's something deficient in the training. Apparently, Dick was on the ground screaming, call the cops, call the cops, and the sheriff's deputy said, I am the cops. So let's talk a little bit about computers and human interface. We were talking yesterday about how they are developing an implantable device to deal with ADHD, which doesn't really exist. When I was a kid, we called it "teacher is boring the heck out of me." But apparently Elon Musk, fresh from his success at Tesla, is out there working on a human brain computer interface. And apparently trials are starting next year for this artificial intelligence chip to be inserted into your brain. Thank you. No, Elon, I am not ready to be chipped, especially in my brain. I need what little of it I have left. So, now, a little bit of good news. There is a new bill under consideration that would ban autoplay videos on websites. And these can be a problem, and I try and keep them from whatreallyhappened.com, because while I do not encourage users to read the website at their place of employment, some of them do. Maybe they legitimately have got free time that they can kill. But when the autoplay videos play, it calls attention to the fact that they're looking at something that is not work-related, and they can get into trouble. So apparently somebody else realized that was an issue, and they're looking at this legislation that says autoplay videos are forbidden. And it's also going to forbid what's called endless scrolling. One of the things that has really bothered me lately is, in their rush to get websites out there, get product out there, code writing has become very sloppy. Part of the problem, of course, is that the code has become gratuitously complex. Now, I started writing websites back in the days of HTML, when there really wasn't all that much to put together a web page with links in it, and it worked really well. Then you had Microsoft come along and declare that they were going to redefine some of the link language inside what was then the Mozilla standard, and all of a sudden the workload doubled for people writing web pages, because they had to put in switches. Is this browser Microsoft Explorer, or is it something else? If it's Explorer, use this line of code. If it's something else, use that line of code. And over time, we have seen the code used for web development just grow and grow and grow, and there's all these little different packages, and it's created its own industry of permanent education for web page designers to have to attend to and spend money on. Now, I appreciate the idea of having databases linked to a dynamic web page. That does make them more useful. That's what makes whatreallyhappened.com more useful than its predecessor, Rancho Runamucca. But again, some of those can be gratuitously complex. I think right now, if you are looking at creating a dynamic website, the LAMPS approach is probably the best way to go, because some of the commercial offerings I've seen, they are obfuscated, they are clunky, they are bug-prone, and of course, part of their marketing strategy is that you will pay monthly for a maintenance contract so that they'll keep you up and running when the system goes down, which happens a lot. All right, we've got to take another break here for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, out in California, seismologists are getting very nervous about recent activity. Now, you know, we had these two big events out near Ridgecrest, and everybody said, no, it's going to be fine, and it's not the big one, and you're going to be okay. Well, apparently, privately, internally, there is a concern. There have been more than 80,000 earthquakes since July 4th. Now, most of them are very tiny, can't be felt on the surface, but there are a couple of disturbing patterns forming because these aftershocks or these swarms, if you will, are basically moving across the state. And they're approaching the Owens Valley Fault and the Garlock Fault. And they're very concerned there because seismologists are now concerned that we could be seeing a slow motion rupture that could reach these faults and trigger some quakes. Now, the Owens Valley Fault triggered an earthquake of magnitude 7.8 back in 1872, one of the largest in California's modern record. The Ridgecrest aftershocks have also headed southwest toward the Garlock Fault. This is a lesser-known fault but it's capable of producing an earthquake of magnitude 8 or more. So they're very concerned that there may be some big ones coming on in. And I remember living in California. Earthquake awareness was just part of, you know, what you did. All right. The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. Remember them. They opposed the North Dakota Access Pipeline in vain. They have now launched a huge solar farm near the same area. And apparently, Democrat Tulsi Gabbard arrived on horseback to show her support for the project. I think that's a little pandering, if you will, here. But apparently, the tribe has partnered with nonprofit GivePower to create a 300-kilowatt community solar farm on the reservation just 3 miles from the Dakota Access Pipeline. I think that's a good idea. They certainly have enough room out there for solar power if the solar cells can be made less expensive and more durable. That's been a big problem, is solar panels wearing out a little too early, if you will. Story that came on out from Russia Today. Exoplanet that sports three suns offers tantalizing sight in search for alien life. And it's called LTT 1445AB. It's just 22.5 light years away from Earth. Was found using data gathered by NASA's Transiting Exoplanet Survey Satellite, or TESS, which searches for exoplanets. Now, why this is a tantalizing sight in the search for alien life, I don't know. But there is a lesson to be learned here, because apparently this planet is orbiting stably somehow within a trinary star system. Now, when I was in college and I was taking astronomy classes, it was sort of a given. You know, you can't have solar systems around more than one star. There's no way they will ever be stable. Well, you know, real-world experience and factual evidence is always going to trump theory, because here we have one. I'm sure there's a lot of amazing stuff out there. All right, let's talk a little bit about human-caused global warming. And one of the biggest problems, one of the biggest promotions, if you will, of human-caused global warming was the ethanol craze. Oh, we're going to take corn, which especially this year we don't have enough of anyway, and we're going to turn it into ethanol and put it into the fuel tank, and the car will burn the ethanol and it'll go back up into the air. But then when the corn regrows, it'll reabsorb the carbon dioxide and it will be carbon neutral. Well, it didn't really work out that way. There was the carbon that was being produced by the processing of the corn into the ethanol. And ethanol had a problem early on. In older car systems, it was destroying the fuel systems. And so people were having to pay to get their fuel systems repaired. Newer cars are able to take ethanol up to a certain amount. Excuse me. There's that EA10 that's out there. Now they're pushing for EA15. On our car, it says this car will accept EA10, but nothing higher than that. There are car manufacturers who say if you use ethanol gasoline in the car, it voids the engine warranty. And as it turns out, the entire operation was a boondoggle. It's producing 1 million barrels per day of unprofitable energy. It's costing more to make than they can sell it for. And even worse, you have to buy and burn more of it to get the same amount of work as you would out of gasoline, because there's less energy in the ethanol. But it sounded really good. It made for great television and sound bites and political speeches. And again, was forced onto us with the power of law, you know, with the power of Congress, power of Grayskull, will force you to put this stuff in your car, wreck your engines. And again, a lot of the stuff we're being told, it's out there to sell product, and very often the product isn't a good one. Whether it's this ethanol gasoline, questionable vaccines, GMO food, corporate media is working hand in glove to keep up the fear, to keep your fear up. So, oh yes, please give me the EA10 gasoline. Please stick a needle in my arm. Please give me this processed food because I don't trust what Mother Nature does anymore. Okay, now teen climate change activist Greta Thunberg, who was on Megan's Vogue cover, has announced she will travel across the Atlantic to the United States in a high-tech sailboat because she's too green to fly. But she wants to use a high-tech racing yacht to bring her message to America. Well, it sounds like a good idea until you get out into the middle of that North Atlantic, which can be very, very rough. But she is making a point because there's yet another one of these environmental conclaves that all of the movers and shakers are going to in their private jets, belching out tons of carbon into the atmosphere. But are we really getting warmer or not? More and more scientists who are not on Al Gore's payroll are saying, no, we're going into a grand solar minimum. Expect temperatures to be going down. We had another hard winter, and it was hard leaving. And apparently up in the Upper Peninsula, there are still little tiny piles of snow that have not yet melted, this being in July. And the global warming people are out there screaming, oh, humans are wrecking the earth. Humans are destroying the earth. Right now, in a geologic sense, if you will, humans occupy less than 3% of the surface of the earth. There is still a lot of room out there. Doesn't mean we should waste it. Doesn't mean we should misuse it. But all the doom and gloom scenarios of overcrowding, the overcrowding is artificial. It's taking place in the cities. If people were to leave the cities and go back to a rural existence, especially with their own farms, things would get a lot better. But the money junkies like you inside those cities, easier to get you into the stores to sell you things, easier to keep track of you and collect taxes. Cities are basically human farms, human ranches. That's really what they are. Keep you corralled on up, lure you on in, keep you under control, so that you can be harvested in terms of your money, so that your children can be easily captured and put into the public schools and brainwashed and eventually taken into military service. Now, a lot of agricultural imports into this country come from Brazil. And Brazil has a very bad record regarding toxic pesticides. The Brazilian government has approved 262 so far this year alone and loosened regulations on what is considered extremely toxic. And apparently this is affecting people far outside their borders. Now, most of these pesticides are banned in the European Union, but apparently they're still being manufactured in the European Union, sold to Brazil, and then they wind up coming back to the European Union inside the Brazilian food they are eating. This is coming from the environmental journalist and founding member of the Green Economic Institute think tank, Oliver Tickle. And he explained that as one of the largest soy exporters in the world, Brazil supplies a significant quantity of the feed that cattle and other livestock worldwide consume. European consumers tucking into a juicy steak have no idea that the creature they're eating might have been nourished on soy sprayed with these highly toxic pesticides. So it's a problem. Pardon me. Story coming out of Natural Blaze here. American freedom is under attack once more. New vaccine mandates are being announced state by state. spurred on by the fear of measles. You see it in the headlines. Measles is coming to get you. Measles will tear the tags off your couch cushions. Measles is going to steal socks from your dryers. But if you're my age, you'll remember that measles, like the flu, is actually a harmless childhood cyclical infection. It's almost a rite of passage. And natural measles infection confers lifelong immunity, something that the measles vaccine does not do, and it strengthens the immune system to reduce the chance of cancers later in life. And apparently there is a documented negative association between measles infection and Parkinson's disease, meaning if you get the natural measles infection, you are less likely to get Parkinson's. Okay, we have a caller on the line. Ken in New York, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike.
Aloha.
I'd like to know, why does aviation fuel still contain lead?
You're talking about avgas?
Yeah.
Probably for the same reason it used to contain it for the cars, is to keep the edges of the cylinders smooth.
Yeah, and I guess it costs a lot more money to rebuild, and you have to rebuild the aircraft engines more often.
That would be part of it. The other part of it is that the aircraft engines would be larger and heavier and less powerful without that lead coating. And when you're dealing with aviation, weight is a big problem.
And I noticed that more people are starting to repair older cars, and I mean
yes.
from like the 60s through the 80s.
Yes.
Does this imply that you have to run leaded gas through them, being older engines? Or does it?
I think, unfortunately, yeah, that's going to be the reality. But if you restore an older car and it's declared to be a classic car restoration, I think most states have a waiver saying that you can go ahead and put leaded gas in there. Most people who are restoring those older cars, though, don't intend to drive them on a regular basis. They just want to park them out front and have them be admired. One of the few TV shows that Claire and I watch on a regular basis is American Pickers. And one of the fun parts is where they find these really old cars, cars that I knew when I was a little tiny kid, and they'll get them restored. And I think it's great to just hang on to your history like that.
Well, I am seeing more people use them as street cars, and not necessarily show grade, but just I see more of them on the road now. And my own personal feeling is because they have bumpers on them, and they'll survive an accident better without destroying your investment.
That
nice
could be a factor of it.
Safe.
I mean, people can't afford to buy new cars. And so, yeah, I imagine probably snatching up somebody's old clunker and putting a little work into it. And some people enjoy working on engines. I did when I was younger. Today's modern cars are impossible for the owner-driver to work on. They are intended to be worked on by a licensed service technician who will charge you an appropriate amount of money to do that. And I don't like the modern car. I mean, I like the accessories. I like the backup camera and all the rest of it. I don't like these rounded gumdrop shapes. It makes it really difficult to see where the car begins and ends when you're trying to park or change lanes. The older cars, they had class. And yes, I know they weren't aerodynamic and they were more wasteful. And maybe I'm just wallowing in nostalgia here. But I did like those older cars.
I was told by a repair shop that fixes up older cars. He's actually my repairman. I asked him if there was any problem in running unleaded gas in a classic, say, a 60s or a 70s car. And he says he doesn't think so. Now, could this have something to do with the way the engine is rebuilt? And that's the last part of my question. I can take my answer off the air.
All right, well, I'm remembering back when leaded gasoline first came along, and there were warnings on the pump that you shouldn't put the leaded gasoline into cars designed for unleaded gasoline, but I don't remember seeing a warning going the other way. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right, Ken, well, thanks. We're going to let you go. And, yeah, I mean, there's still some fuels that still have lead. There are still some vaccines that still have aluminum, mercury, thimerosal in them. We know there are things that are bad for us, but they're still out there. Okay, we got to take a break for commercial. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today. And during the recent confirmation hearing for General John Hyten, who's being considered to be the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, a rather interesting revelation came from Senator Mike Rounds. And the revelation was that only about 10% of America's B-1 bombers are actually combat ready. and the others are in various states of not being mission capable. So they're talking basically six out of the Air Force's 61 B-1 bombers. Now that is rather shameful, but not entirely unexpected when you hear some of these other horror stories about our actual military readiness. So in response, John Hyten implored lawmakers to provide B-1 maintenance funding. So again, it's a beg for more money. And we just don't have it. We do not have it. Okay, over in Michigan, out in the rural area, there was this nonprofit group, Opus Bono Sacerdoti Catholic. They had a series of unmarked buildings, and basically they would give shelter and legal help to protect hundreds of priests accused of sexual abuse. They actually have a motto: we turn no priest away. And it's estimated they've had thousands of Catholic priests come through their shelter and stripped of their collars and cassocks. These defrocked priests went unnoticed in the small town of Dryden as they were escorted into a dingy warehouse right across the street from an elementary school playground. Well, there's some good planning for you. And I still don't understand where all of that is coming from, and I never will, and I'm not interested in knowing here. Apparently, Teslas will soon be able to stream Netflix and YouTube, I presume for the passenger, in the passenger seat here. That's one of the weird things about Claire and my car. You can play a DVD in that dashboard. Really? I thought I was supposed to keep my eyes on the road. Okay. Apparently, rapper ASAP, with the S is actually a dollar sign, has now been accused of calling for President Trump's assassination in a 2018 song where he says the president an a-hole and he's praying for a JFK. Which does sound to me like, yeah, he's encouraging an assassination here. Okay, the debate over encryption is continuing, and apparently the Department of Justice and FBI are showing no signs of admitting to their past untruths regarding regarding encryption here. Sorry, I'm multitasking. There's the music. Time for me to get out of here. Stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots to share with you. Please take what you learn here and at the website. Share it with everybody that you know. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please, please, please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. And we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.